Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Eric Church, as I live and breathe, here you are, finally. It feels like I've been waiting my whole life to talk to you.
It's as I live and breathe, I'm here too. It's good to be back. We haven't been here in a long time.
No, it has been a long time.
About 10 years.
Was the last time you were over C2C when you played that?
2015, 16. So it's been about 10 years.
What's taking you so long?
I know, exactly. We made it back. So it's just, it's interesting. I had so much fun last time we were here, but you just get busy. You know, you get busy with your career and in states. And I have a family, I have young boys. So just one of those things. You know, it was when you come over here, it's, you know, you want to go not just UK, but you want to move around over here too and play and stuff. So it's just been a little bit, but... good to be back this time, and then we'll be back. I'll tease it now. We'll be back very soon.
Oh, here we go. You heard it here. Yeah. Eric Church will be back very soon. You came over a little bit early to get some time to kind of acclimatize. And are you doing any kind of touristy stuff, just bedding in? Did you bring the family with you?
We got here about 12 hours ago.
So, oh, okay.
So you're feeling great. I love London. So we're gonna knock around the city and then get ready for the shows at Royal Albert Hall. It's a little bit unique for us. I'm by myself there.
Right.
So I'm gonna do a show with just me and acoustic guitar and kind of take everybody through my career and my life. So I'm gonna try to get acclimated and spend some time over there too. And I'm looking forward. That's a beautiful room I've never played in.
It's a beautiful.
And it's
room.
Just one of those rooms, you know, that you want to say that you played, and I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, a legendary venue for sure. We're talking about Highways Festival. We've been talking about it a lot here on the station. You're not gonna be alone. I'm gonna be there.
Great.
Hosting it.
Hello, Screecher.
Yes, a new Newfoundlander.
A Newfie
screeching on stage. We were just talking about becoming an honorary Newfoundlander before we came on air. But it is a beautiful, beautiful room. And it is one of those that a lot of people want to kind of check off their bucket list. And also quite a different room than a lot of rooms that country artists would certainly come up playing in. But even at the top of their game, play in, you know what, with all that. There's a lot of red velvet. Eric, there's a huge amount of red velvet.
I'm looking forward to it. It should sound good.
Yes.
It's just that there's these iconic places that when you start out, for me, I started out in bars and clubs and pubs in, you know, U.S. small places, just me and a guitar. So this is one of those things that was beyond all of my dreams when I started to be able to play Royal Albert Hall and play two nights there. And it's just one of those that it's always been on a bucket list for me as an artist. And I'm excited about it.
But also what you said there about, you know, it's just going to be you on stage playing. What a special thing to get, because normally in a situation like that, regardless of what else you're doing, if it's part of a tour or anything, everybody starts pulling out all the bells and whistles and, you know, dancing girls and fire machines and all the rest of it. So I think there's a real special skill in being able to take a room like that. And it feels quite intimate anyway, but to take a room that size and to draw people in and to kind of hold a crowd the way that you can with a guitar.
I mean, for me, it's always been important, whatever show we do. I'm offended if we ever repeat a show. So for us, it's always about being different. Even if you come see us on tour, every night's a different show. Mm. Every night's a different set of songs, or maybe it's a cover. I just think that's the best kind of live music, where you're a little uncertain of what you're doing, but you're doing it in the moment with the people.
Like out of your comfort zone a little bit?
100%. And they're with you on that. They're getting to see something that the crowd in the last city never got to see. And I think that makes that show special. So these two shows will be special because outside of the States, I've never done something like this, and it's just me. So I'll tell some stories that I've never told.
You can use my Newfoundlander story.
I'll put that on the list.
Okay.
But I think the intimacy of that, of being able to have the crowd in front of you and tell them things that I've never really talked about, and tell some stories that I probably shouldn't tell, is going to make it fun.
That'll make it worth the ticket price.
100%,
right there. 100%. So if somebody comes on Friday and they come on Saturday, they're getting two different things.
Yes.
amazing. And you have done this at your place on Broadway in Nashville, right,
Chiefs? Yeah, residency show there, which is where it came from. But we've never, there's no cell phones there. We didn't let anybody ever see it. So only the people that were in the room with me got to experience that. So this will be the first time that we've taken it out of that room and brought that show over here.
Well, it's going to be super special. We can't wait. It's Highways Festival at the Royal Albert Hall this coming weekend. Eric Church, thank you so much for coming in to say howdy.
Thank you.
It's been nice. And I'll see you on stage at the Royal Albert Hall.
You got it. I'll be there.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.